Welcome, David, to Executive Peaks.
Thank you so much for having me, Sasha. Truly an honor.
So, David, do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
Yes, I do have a morning ritual, and it consists of the following. I get up, and I pray, then I read the Bible for about 30 minutes, and then I journal for about 15 minutes, and then I usually take a walk, and then I, in that time, I'm also getting some water, and then I start my day and get into my toughest task for the day.
What is the best constructive guidance that you've received in your career?
The best constructive guidance I've received in my career, it's a great question. I would say that to honor the principle that no matter what, you should always keep sowing seed, and seed meaning in your business. So if you look at the entire year, like a farmer plants or puts seeds in the ground at a specific time of year, and then they water, and then they bring a harvest. So a good farmer plants seed all year. And in business, I've learned from one of my mentors that you must plant seed all year round. It doesn't matter if it's good, business is bad. That's how business is. Business is just like farming, so you must sow seed all year round.
What is the most important decision that you've made in the last year?
The most important decision I've made in the last year, I would say, is hiring an executive assistant. Shout out to Angel if she hears this. Angel has been responsible for me saving at least 10 hours a week on a regular basis, 10 to 15 hours, I would say, actually. And that has quadrupled the amount of time I have, and it's opening up more opportunities and more doors.
As the CEO of Kingdom Social Media, what is one thing that majority of people get wrong about social media?
One thing that most people get wrong about social media is the fact that you and I and everyone listening, we don't own the platforms, and they're not our platforms that we can own. So that means that Facebook, as we've seen, can shut down and you can lose all your followers in one day, or Instagram, you can lose all your followers. You can get banned and lose all the fans. So the fans and followers we think we have, they're not ours until they're in our email database. So most people think about fans and followers, but I'm really thinking about emails and phone numbers. So I'd rather have 10,000 emails than 100,000 followers any day.
Thank you for sharing that wisdom. David, what is the biggest misconception about you?
The biggest misconception about me, these are some amazing questions, by the way. I would say is that I am, because I'm considered a humble person, that I am not a giant. I believe you can be a giant, but be humble. And so when people see you as a humble person, they don't think you can be a giant in the sense of someone that can dominate and be really a takeover type of person that can handle a room, handle a business, handle things, get things done.
If you were to give a 4-year-old David one specific piece of wisdom, what would it be?
If I was to give a 4-year-old one piece of wisdom, is that life is best lived when you continue to take risks. So I would tell that 4-year-old, it's okay to take risks. It's okay to mess up, to fail, because as I've learned from Mark Zuckerberg, who says the biggest risk in life you'll take is not taking risks. So take as many risks as possible.
Do you have any hidden talents?
Hidden talents, yes. For a while, I used to produce beats and make music, so I guess I would say music production is definitely one of those hidden talents.
When the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
When the heart and mind don't agree, what I do is follow the heart. My mind can steer me one way, but my heart usually is the leader.
David, you're human. Do you have a favorite comfort food?
I sure do. It's fried chicken.
Great choice. What is the last book that you read that left a strong impression on you?
The last book that I read that left a strong impression on me. Yeah, 75 Hard by Andy Frisella.
What are your hobbies and how did you get into them?
I love watching basketball. I got into basketball because I played basketball when I was younger. I love water. I love being by the beach whenever I can. I love audio and podcasting. That's it's kind of a hobby to me. It's fun to me. And a little bit of videography when I can.
David, laughter humanizes us. What makes you laugh?
I am a really unique person when it comes to humor. I like silly things like Tom Green. Tom Green cracks me up. And, yeah, that's that kind of humor, like just silly humor.
What is the last thing you do before calling it a day?
The last thing I do is probably pray over my wife. That's probably the last thing I do usually.
Are there any social causes or initiatives or artistic interests that you support?
Yes, support a lot of different things, but pretty much I'm very plugged in with my church and helping the young people there. Shout out to Living Faith Christian Center. I'm very plugged into an organization called the Kingdom Chamber of Commerce, support in that regard. And I'm constantly mentoring young people to become business people.
And finally, David, what do you do and where can people contact you?
So I run a digital marketing agency that helps speakers, trainers, coaches, and consultants. And we help them to dominate their market online, leveraging Facebook and Instagram, as well as LinkedIn marketing. And we can be reached at kingdomsocialmedia.com. They can get a free toolkit. That's probably the best way. kingdomsocialmedia.com/toolkit, TOOLKIT. And they can download a resource and at the same time schedule a call if they need a consultation.
David, thank you for sharing your wisdom on ExecuPeaks.
Thank you so much, Sasha. Truly an honor.